The images that were used to sort of shop that campaign around were often very derogatory and sort of inflammatory of Appalachia as a whole, although the photographs that most people identify with were, you know, made in those those even those early days in Inez, Kentucky, and Martin County. And I thought a really good way to celebrate the 50th anniversary would be to crowdsource a project whereby photographers working in these 13 Appalachian states could photograph what they know as Appalachia and use these photographs as sort of a visual archive to stand as a mark in time of this is what Appalachia looks like 50 years later, to not continue to be defined by Appalachia, visually defined by Appalachia 50 years ago.
Do you think that people do still visualize Appalachia that way?
I think so. I think if you're not from there, it's very easy to do. In fact, even I guess if you're from there, it can still be easy to see Appalachia that way.
And what more do you think will be found by having people go out and photograph it today? What do you expect?
I think in some cases there'll still maybe be more questions than answers. At least I hope in some way that that's the case, because I'm interested in the types of conversations that are going to come out of this project, not only from individual photographers, but from, you know, academics and scholars and sociologists and all folklorists and those sorts of people. And that is to sort of pull back and think about what it is to be from Appalachia, visually, how has it changed? Has it changed?
I think it's interesting that you chose to go the route of looking at the Appalachian Regional Commission website and identifying those counties and saying, this is where I want the photographs to be from.
I felt like it was important to establish some parameters. And some of those are, you know, that the work has to be made in 2014. And the next hard and fast rule is that it has to be, the photograph has to be made in one of the counties defined by the Appalachian Regional Commission as Appalachia. I feel like the significance of the organization and the history of the organization, coupled with the anniversary of the War on Poverty, that's a fair match there to use that as a framework to work within for this project. Of course, the other hard and fast rule is that the photograph has to be yours. It has to be the photographer's copyright.
Now, when you get all these photographs collected and curated and posted, is that where they're going to stay, or do you have plans to print them at some point or do something with them in the future?
Yeah, well, the great hope is to move them from pixels to prints. Not all photographs, of course, but you know, there are a lot of things that I'm still trying to partner with folks and work behind the scenes with folks to maybe secure some funding and have some support to see this come through and move from web to gallery to traveling exhibition to, you know, possibly a book or, you know, an exhibition catalog or something of that nature.
Explain what people can do to get involved.
The place to start is the website, and that's looking at appalachia.org. And it's pretty self-explanatory from there. I list an overview, some sort of backstory about the War on Poverty and the scope of the project. There's a submissions link that goes through all of the details of the submission process, the specifics there. My email address is there as well, so if folks have any questions, they're more than welcome to email me, and I will get back to them as soon as possible. There's also a Defining Appalachia link on there that is virtually copied and pasted from the Appalachian Regional Commission site, which has a map of the of the Appalachian region, as well as a breakdown by state of every county that's considered Appalachian in there. So if there are any questions, one should be able to navigate to that and find out if, you know, if their county or a county that they want to photograph in is Appalachian. There's also links on the website to our social media presence, our Facebook page, and our Instagram account. One of the things, too, that we'll be doing with Instagram is we'll be hosting guest Instagrammers from around the region. So folks in Alabama or New York or Pennsylvania will be able to sort of take over the Instagram account for a set period of time and you know, make pictures with their iPhones or their mobile phones, post them to Instagram and use a series of hashtags to identify the county and the state and that sort of thing, just as sort of a much less formal visual conversation on that platform.
Well, Roger May, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.